I'm an addict. My name is Jay.
Hello, Jay. Hi,
Hi,
Jay.
Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Our next speaker I met down in Atlanta, beginning of the pandemic. Deb, would you share your experience? Deb from Sydney.
Thank you, Jay. Hi, everyone. I'm Deb, and I'm a recovering addict.
Hello,
Hey,
Deb.
Deb.
Good morning.
Deb.
Hello,
Hi.
Deb.
Hello.
Hello, Deb.
Hello. It's wonderful to be here and out of Sydney. And thank you so much. I have no idea why I got asked, but thank you, Steve and Jay, for giving me this opportunity and everyone doing service. It is I love Hikna. Congratulations on your 10-year anniversary. It really is an extraordinary achievement, and I wish I'd known that NA at Home and Hikna were here before the pandemic hit. I wish I'd known that there were meetings on online, or there were meetings on the phone. The isolation that can come with through illness or through distance or through sickness. It really is. It can be quite debilitating as an addict, and personally, I had no idea. And 8 years ago, I was lying in a hospital bed, and all I wanted to do was get to a meeting, but I couldn't, and had no idea that you were all here. And yeah, it's wonderful that NA at Home, out of Sydney, Australia, is part of our region finally. And Hikna, congratulations for being seated in the United Kingdom. I don't understand why online meetings weren't recognized as meetings, because for me it has been an absolute savior in my recovery. And I can span out across the world like we all can, and friendships and relationships have been created throughout my life, my recovery. I found you all in when the pandemic hit, and it was a it was a it's a life change. It was a life It is a life-changing experience. Addicts, we're very adaptable. The NA community on a global strength got together and created virtual. They wouldn't have been able to, I don't think, without the predecessors of Hikna and NA at Home and Steve A. It's an extraordinary thing that you started, and NA at Home, Jay, you and all of you that have put in service to get to get the message out and be there, to be there when it hit. And then NA followed globally. I was so grateful, and I am so grateful that I could jump online in isolation, being locked up, and find meetings all over the world. I settled into NA at Home, and we travel really between Hikna and Australia a lot, between Scotland and Australia. I was born over there in Scotland, so it's very close to my heart. But the people that have embraced me, and the support with recovering addicts, and the way we hold each other is an extraordinary gift. And what I find even more extraordinary is there are no cameras used in Blue Jeans on the platform through Hikna and NA at Home. And that has become very very it's strength in that, there's no diversion. It's a voice, and the power of a voice can go through, and we can touch each other in a spiritual sense, and we can laugh together, we can cry together, we can, you know, say, oh dear, you know, here we go again, whatever, we're addicts. But the foundation is that the message is carried to all of us around the world. And I've seen people come in when the pandemic started, like a beautiful Lisa here, and who's isolated on an island and off Scotland, and people get clean, stay clean, get sponsors, and go on to do service and become part of the fellowship. So it just shows that we need a voice. We only need a voice, and that reaches out to carry the message of hope to the newcomers and people, addicts that are coming in suffering. And you know, for myself, I was very broken when I got here. It was just at home, and then I started to hold on to every word, and it kept me clean. I came into the NA at Home community. I started doing service. I was completely a technophobe, still am, and I didn't do very well. But that's okay, because I kept coming back. And as we say in face-to-face meetings, the doors are left open, and the doors are left open here. The online community in HIGNA and NA at Home do service. They open the meeting, and we can come to a meeting and travel with each other. And I've done that with many of you here. We've traveled and spanned the world together. Meetings from, you know, we go to the UK, to Europe, and, you know, hop across to Asia, Australia, and, you know, the US and South America. We go to Canada, and Cairo, India. And I form, you know, we're very blessed because we can form relationships without seeing a face. We in HIGNA and NA at Home. I love so many of you, and so many of you have loved me back to health. I came in back after a relapse, and I've been in NA for just over 30 years and stopped going to meetings. So don't stop going to meetings. And I relapsed, and I came back in, and NA carried me. It carried me through the trials and tribulations, and we're there. I'm there. I hope to carry the message. I know from my experience that if it reaches one person, that's all that matters. If it just reaches one addict, that's all that matters. The message is carried and carried into the future. I don't know where this will go. I look at HIGNA and NA at Home as the predecessors of the online community, and the world followed you. The world followed you. It followed what had already been established, and it's saving lives. Addicts all over the world. We're an international global community. Friendships, you know, are formed, and I have stayed clean because of you. And I, you know, I'm just so grateful to all of you, because you're there through everything. You're there, and watching, you know, the miracles of recovery, hearing the message of hope that we never have to use again, and we don't, a day at a time, to just come to a meeting and be able to just click a button and not be alone, not be alone. When NA at Home was seated at the Australian region, it was a very proud moment for the community that had been struggling for years to be seated. And I really don't personally understand why we weren't part of the Australian region. Online meetings, you know, weren't recognised, and it was, you had to have bricks and mortar to be recognised, a hall or a fixed address or wherever face-to-face meetings were and or are. But we don't, and NA at Home didn't, and they'd struggled for years to be recognised, and it took a pandemic for it to happen. And congratulations, Hignor, on getting seated in the United Kingdom. Rightly so. It is wonderful that the community, after 10 years of being here, that you have a voice, a vote. Every addict can go, you know, no matter where you are in the world, you know, from who comes to our meetings online and NA at Home and Hignor, you're important, and you have a voice, and your voice is very important, because many of you are the future. Many of you are what will carry the message after our aging population, like myself, aging addicts are gone. You are the strength and the future. So I get very emotional. I suffer from anxiety, but I don't feel anxious. I feel part of and safe. And it really is extraordinary how I was a drug addict, and I just thought there was no hope. My whole life had become about using drugs, and it, regardless of my children, regardless of the people around me, it changed who I was, who I was, and who I could have become, my essence, like many of us, all of us, and it robs. It's the great remover, and then we have this incredible gift of recovery. We have this, you know, Jimmy Kay, he started it, and I think he would be in awe of, I think Greg Page with the traditions, I hope I get that right, Jay will know, you know, writing the work that they did, you know, putting the foundation in, to imagine that all these decades later, addicts are getting clean from their lounge rooms, their cars, work, anywhere, parks, headphones, the message can be carried. It's extraordinary, and who knows where the future will go. I know that we're very lucky, we're very blessed. And our primary purpose is to carry the message to the addict who's still suffering, both in and outside of the room. And we do suffer. We face life on life's terms. Life can get very, very hard, confusing. To sit in a meeting, it does something. It's spiritual. It you know, to be able to sit in a meeting and it come out of Scotland, and feel that that connection and become centered and calm. You know, I look at it sometimes as like a global spiritual kind of thread, like a golden thread, and we're all connected, and it just weaves out everywhere, and we all touch each other's hearts, and give each other hope that we do recover. In time, we do recover. I'll close on this. It is in Sydney, Australia, where we're having a convention in early February, and for the first time we'll be streaming live with professional cameras and you know, set up. It'll be professionally set up, all by volunteers. And all of you, all of us from all over the world, we will be able, some people for the very first time, be in a convention live, be part of. And that's just where it's going. But it wouldn't have been possible without Higna and NA at Home, I believe. You're the foundation, you know, you started this whole thing. And when our convention in Sydney kicks off, and people, I know people will be watching it who are ill, they're isolated, you can come to a convention now. And it's a wonderful, it's such an incredible thing that's happening here, evolving, moving. I am, you know, at 61 years of age, I feel a very humble, you know, I feel humbled, and I feel there's something greater going on, and that is our higher powers, whatever that may be. It is, it's wonderful. I mean, to experience that drug addicts who can get clean and stay clean and become friends and watch each other grow through a voice, is, and feel the love and love each other and drive each other nuts and then love each other again, is such an incredible gift. So I, you know, I was very nervous about doing this yesterday. Pardon me. But I'm not nervous now. I can feel the support and the love that we give each other. It's, imagine drug addicts doing that. Imagine drug addicts, you know, being there and holding each other up. I know that when I was using, like many of us, if someone fell down in the gutter, we'd say, oh, they'll be all right, you know, and we keep walking. Not in Narcotics Anonymous. We walk back, we put out our hand and we pull the person up and say, come with us, you're safe now. And that's how I feel when I come into Higna and NA at Home. I feel safe. I feel safe. And I know that there are people, I love you so much, so many of you. And it's such an honor to know who you are. Don't know what you look like, but I know who you are. And we know each other. We feel each other. In that connection, in that voice. So thank you so much for asking me to share it today at Higna. And yeah, congratulations on turning 10 years clean. Yeah, thank you so much, everyone.